You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
You got 5 minutes after five in the morning. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. The fastest growing radio program in the Puget Sound area. The Commute with Carlson. Heard this in every day of the work week from 5 to 9 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. With a superb website, KVI.com, and a great Facebook fan page, which we hope you will like, John Carlson Radio, and a pretty good Twitter flow as well. My handle there is at KVI John Carlson. Anyway, welcome everybody. Good morning. A lot of stuff that we got to cover here today. Much of it local, and some of it regional, including the story out of Oregon, which is very similar to a story in Tri-Cities. Now, in the state of Washington, voters went to the polls in 2012, and by a narrow margin, decided that same-sex marriage should be legal. And a lot of gay couples have decided to celebrate by getting married, and getting married often means a wedding. Well, this couple decided they wanted to get married in Tri-Cities, and so they wanted a floral display, and so a longtime customer of Arlene's Flowers swung by and asked the owner, her name is Baronel Stutzman, for a floral bouquet and said it was for his same-sex wedding. Now, Ms. Stutzman is not anti-gay. She has lots of gay customers. Can you be a successful florist and not have lots of gay customers? And also, she had employed gays in her shop. But she's also devoutly religious, and she said, you know, for something of this sort that kind of collides with my values, my religious convictions, so this isn't really something I could do. So, and the customer understood, and, you know, they actually embraced, they hugged, and he left the store, and his partner was furious, and pretty soon we got a complaint filed, and the state attorney general trying to come down on Arlene's Flower Shop. Well, the same thing happened in Oregon, in the town of Gresham. A gay couple wanted a... I don't know, Phil, Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III, I don't know if it was a wedding cake or a civil commitment ceremony cake that this couple in Oregon wanted. But the exact same principle at work here. The owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa Bakery opted not to make money participating in the same-sex celebration of this couple, and so they sued. And a ruling has just come down against this couple. Here is KATU reporter Emily Sinovic with the story.
Today on the phone, bakery owner Aaron Klein told me that they weren't surprised by the ruling, and he doesn't know what the future holds for his family, but he does feel the state is discriminating against Christian businesses.
I said, unfortunately, I believe in what the Bible says, and that's how I feel about it.
Just weeks before they closed their doors, the same story.
We were being asked to participate in something that, you know, we could not participate in,
and if that costs you your business, at the end of the day, you stand by it.
I do, because, you know, my walk with the Lord is more important than any dollar, than any business, and I'd rather have that than have this business any day.
Now, they had to close their street-side bakery. They had to close because they were taking such flack. There was a hate campaign being waged against them and threats for their safety, against their safety. And so they decided just to you know, become a kind of more of a caterer. But even that is now in danger. That is in doubt whether they can continue. Is it irreconcilable to believe that a couple has the right to get married, if they're, even if they're a same-sex couple, but that people have the right not to approve, show approval of such conduct by participating in that, in their wedding? Most people here in Washington State, according to polls, are on the side of the business owner. In other words, they see the issue of choice is working both ways. They say, well, if someone wants to marry their longtime female lover, I guess they got the right. But on the other hand, if you don't want anything to do with it, as long as you're not trying to stop them, well, you have the right to not be involved. Just like someone has the right to embrace whatever political beliefs they want, but if, or whatever religious beliefs they want, but if you don't share those beliefs, you don't have to participate in the expression of others' religious beliefs. And that's what I think is the principle here. If you bake a cake, if you take pictures, that's the issue in New Mexico with the photographer who's being sued, same reason. Or produce a floral display, that's the issue in Tri-Cities with Arlene's Flower Shop. You are being asked to participate in someone else's expression of their values. And if you find that expression in conflict with your religion, do you have the right to opt out? Most people here in Washington State say yes. I'm guessing most people in Oregon would say yes. So the forces, the real forces of intolerance here are on the left. And so they try to go to court and force these people. You will be made to obey. Force these people to participate in the ceremony. And these people say, you know what? It might cost us our business and we might be targeted for threats and a hate campaign, which is most definitely going on. But as you heard them say, they believe their walk with the Lord is more important. So these people are standing up, I believe, for an important principle. Here's some additional legal perspectives on the case.
Any chance this is a fight they can win?
Not if you look at other cases just like this across the country. Interesting fact, there are 21 states with laws that protect against discrimination based on sexual orientation, Oregon being one of them. Every time a business has challenged one of those laws, the law stands. So the next step, a settlement. If they can't reach a settlement, then it goes to a judge. And just in December in Colorado, a bakery in a very similar situation, the judge ruled against that bakery, saying you either pay the fine or bake the cake.
So this is probably going to end up in the hands of the Supreme Court. And it ought to. And the court ought to come down decisively on the side of religious convictions, because this is not a case of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. As I mentioned to you, in the case of Arlene's Flowers in Tri-Cities, she had gay customers. She never refused to serve someone because of their sexual orientation. She has even hired gay people. So clearly, she doesn't discriminate on the basis of people's sexual orientation. What she did not want to do was participate in producing flowers for an activity, a same-sex wedding, that she found distasteful. And the question is that a distinction without a difference, or is that a distinction? It seems to me that's a distinction. It seems to as I think it was the Elway report showed, by about a 15-20% a margin, people in Washington state also came down on the side of the business. Because, you know, you've heard me say this before, I don't think Washington state is as liberal as it is libertarian. You know, people may vote to allow people to smoke marijuana, mistake in my view, but they did. They may vote for same-sex marriage, but on the other hand, if a business doesn't want to participate, they shouldn't have to participate. Kind of a live and let live attitude. But that is not what the gay community, that is not how they see the issue. They are trying to compel behavior. In other words, they don't want tolerance. They want legally enforced acceptance. And that, I think, is why the Supreme Court ought to step in and make a ruling, because I think there is a very clear religious expression principle at work here. Already the phones are ringing. I haven't given out the numbers. 206-421-5757 outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Pablo from Tacoma, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
All right, sir. Go ahead.
I got to say, I usually agree with you. I consider myself conservative, but I'm also gay. And I know what it's like to be discriminated against based on sexual orientation, being in the military under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Coming home and seeing it throughout the world, throughout my country, where people aren't serving me because I am gay. And coming from a small town in eastern Washington called Othello, Washington,
yes,
I know
yes.
what it's like being in small towns where you don't have any choices besides going, you know, many miles away to try to get served, especially with cake.
Well, when you say service, like explain what kind of service you're referring
to. One thing
to.
In this case, when it comes to getting married or anything like that, even just simply, you know, just saying, hey, I want to have a baptism or do something for your kid, and they discriminate you, and they hide behind this religious, oh, I'm religious, but they'll still serve someone that's been divorced, someone that's had, you know, premarital sex, mm-hmm. someone that has, you know, even a Muslim or someone else that is completely against the Christian faith, or, you know, or even LDS, whatever the case may be. They're choosing this one sect of group and then hiding behind it with their religion.
But you see, they're not refusing to serve them because they're gay. I mean,
they're not refusing to serve people who violate other parts of the Bible either. They are targeting one group of people, one part of.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's a very good point.
Yes.
If someone had gone to Arlene's Flowers and said, you know, I've been in an unhappy marriage, you know, and I finally got out of it, and so we are celebrating my divorce, and I need you to make me up a floral bouquet for that. I don't think they would have done that. I don't think that Mrs. Stutzman would have produced a floral bouquet or a floral display for a divorce celebration.
Actually, it's funny to say that, because my first job was in Tri-Cities in Richland in a floral shop there. I know they really don't ask people where they're getting married or who you know, who they're getting married to, and I know people have come in to get flowers for their mistresses.
And yeah,
you are asking
a really fair, legitimate question. Would this same flower shop without question, produced a floral display for celebrating a divorce? Or if a guy came in and said, I want flowers for my mistress, would they have been within their rights to say, no, I don't want to sell you flowers for your mistress? Should be on their side?
Well, no, I mean, there are protected classes. There are people that have been discriminated against based on who they are, their religion, even if you've been a veteran or not in places in Seattle, on race even. And the way the history is looking is, yes, people have been discriminated against based on social orientation. I mean, look at the Stonewall riots. People couldn't even be teachers in schools until Reagan wrote in California, you know, trying to pass that law that failed.
Reagan actually opposed that law. Reagan opposed that law, by the way. You're talking about
the Briggs
Amendment.
He came down on our side.
Mm-hmm.
supporting people who are being discriminated against. So there's just a long history of people discriminating against gays, people discriminating against people of different races, people discriminating against people of different religions. And they had, yes, there is a protection that people can come together on both sides and said, this is a protected group, well before the marriage argument.
So if a gay person came into a bakery and said, yes, I want a birthday cake, and they said, fine, and gave them a cake, and if that same gay person came in and said, I want a cake for my same-sex wedding, and they went, oh, no, that, I can't do that. That I'm not comfortable with.
They're doing it because they're gay.
Or is it because of the activity? Because of the...
We live in a society with such a high divorce rate, such a high premarital sex rate. They're picking and choosing. And, I mean, if people are trying to deny that, then they're just turning a blind eye to this.
You see, especially
coming in a small town like me.
The one area, and I thank you for your call, because I think you've provoked a lot of thought. Thanks, Pablo. The issue is, if you didn't like the activity being celebrated with your photography, with your wedding cake, or with your cake period, with your floral displays, can you say no? And would you apply that across the board to objectionable behavior? And you see, my gut feeling tells me that this bakery in Oregon probably would have said, no, I'm not going to bake you a cake to celebrate your divorce. We don't believe that. Jesus spoke out against divorce. In fact, Jesus spoke more clearly and strongly against divorce than he did same-sex behavior. Anyway, it's a great conversation. 206-421-5757. It's 521, The John Carlson Show. Good morning.
Telling it like it is 24/7. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
26 minutes after 5 o'clock. You know, whenever I hear this song, I can't help but think of that movie Blow with Johnny Depp about how cocaine exploded on the scene in America back in the
70s. Kind of, yeah.
Anyway, good movie. Cautionary tale for those of you thinking of getting into the cocaine business. It doesn't pay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Quentin from the town of Pacific. Nice to have you on the John Carlson Show this morning. Go for it.
Hey, John. I just say, listening to Pablo, it's clear to me that the militant secular activists, and I'm not accusing Pablo of being part of that group, but there is an element of militant secular activism here in the Pacific Northwest that now has a law that can legalistically conflate charges of uncivil discrimination with well-established doctrine and beliefs of traditional religious faith. And they're more than willing to exercise and enforce that within the parameters of that subtext. It seems to me that we now have a actual law that defies the First Amendment. And I think it will only grow as long as mm-hmm. Christians and believers or people who just support the First Amendment remains silent. If you want religious freedom in the United States these days, I guess the only people who are allowed to exercise their faith and express it are devout Muslims. No offense to Muslims. But this law seems to be specifically aimed at Judeo-Christian believers.
No, that's a very telling point, a very good insight on your part, which is that liberals believe in the First Amendment when it comes to flag burning. They believe in unpopular free speech. Remember that famous saying, I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it.
Yes,
but
they do.
They don't even defend the right of a baker not to bake a cake for an activity that he objects to. Or in this case, she objects to. In all three of these cases, by the way, New Mexico with the photographer, in Oregon with the bakery, and in Tri-Cities with the florist, they're all women. And again, they weren't objecting to the person's sexual orientation. They didn't want to embrace that activity. And, you know, Pablo raised an excellent point, but I don't think it was the point he was trying to make. He said, well, you wouldn't see them say that, object to, you know, performing a service for someone who is celebrating a divorce.
He made some points.
I said, wait a minute. How do you know that? And if they would object to baking a cake to celebrate someone's divorce, are you now okay with them not baking a cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding?
Well, my take on this, John, is this all about individual liberty. Mm-hmm. There is discrimination, and there is discrimination. There's sensible discrimination. There's uncivil discrimination. We all have a right to exercise it and face the music when we cross that line. But no one should have their thoughts and their beliefs criminalized because one particular group doesn't like being doesn't like the way they are feeling because of how someone's faith describes their behavior. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people do wrong. Why does this homosexuality get a special pass?
And it is not like there aren't other bakeries, other photographers, other florists to go to. Because free choice means you can choose to do business with the company that chooses to do business with you. It's called free enterprise, free exchange. Thanks,
Quentin. Now we're talking. Talk Radio 570 KVI News. Now.
Good morning. I'm Marina Rockinger with the latest from the Como 24/7 News Center. A father is in trouble for selling methamphetamine to an undercover officer from the back of his child's stroller. Seattle police were in Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill Tuesday afternoon when they say the suspect approached them. The prosecutor says he pulled the drugs out of the stroller with his 1 and 2-year-old kids inside. The 38-year-old father is being held on suspicion of delivering a controlled substance. His kids are now in the care of their mother. Looking for a Seahawks jersey? 3 Seahawks, quarterback Russell Wilson, running back Marshawn Lynch, and cornerback Richard Sherman are among the top 10 best-selling jerseys in the league. That's according to sales rankings provided by ESPN.com. And getting ready for slowdowns on the Aurora Bridge this week. Crews are closing one southbound lane from 9:30 in the morning till 3:30 every day. Through Friday, workers are repairing steel plates on the bridge's expansion joints and sidewalks. Next week, a northbound lane will close every day from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. I'm Marina Rockinger from the Como 24/7 News Center on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The drive home belongs to the great one, Mark Levin, today at 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It's 534, the commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. So, Marina, I don't know how many times I have said on the air that I don't want KVI listeners selling methamphetamine, but if you do, you do not involve the children.
Yes. Oh,
keep
my
the
goodness.
Children at home.
Guy couldn't find a sitter. What are you going to do?
Wow. Had to take the kids to work with him.
Better than take your... the guy was arrested because he left the kids in the house or the apartment while he went off to do the meth deal.
That's what he'll say.
He's the dad that cares.
I don't.
He's the meth dealer.
I don't want to abandon my children. I bring them along.
He's
the
meth dealer. Father.
Meth dealer with a heart.
Wait a minute. Wasn't yesterday take your baby to work?
Take your
meth take
dealer,
your infant to
meth
work.
Dealers take your
so meth. So he's
to work
really
there.
Just honoring the spirit of that day.
You know what I see in that? I mean, it's really easy for us to judge, and it is a horrible,
hell
horrible
yes,
story.
Hell yes, it's easy to judge.
But no, what I was going to say is what I
joke
no,
I mean,
dealer bringing his kids to the buy.
No, I agree with you completely. But what hits me very first is anger, but the very next emotion I feel is sadness because I'm thinking, what brings a person to that place where they're bringing their 1 and 2-year-olds to a drug deal? What brings that person there? You know, that's sadness to me.
I would only hope that the alleged drug dealer, drug seller in question, knew this particular drug buying client, very, very well.
It was an undercover cop.
Well, yeah, since and it was I, an oh, undercover okay. cop, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they observed the transaction or what the
situation was. No, it was to an actual undercover cop. So it's incredibly sad to me. I don't know.
I'll tell you, though. This is also might be an opportunity to get these kids out of, because if this guy produced the methamphetamine in question, then you've got a secondary issue about hazardous waste and material. Get these kids out of a household.
Well, now
like
they're
that.
With their mother.
My
so
understanding
I,
was the mother ended up getting called by police and has.
And I don't know the
kids.
Details of their relationship.
Exactly.
Are the parents together or exactly. is it a complete? Are they not together? And she's because
that was not part of the press.
What's
release
her
that
role in
Seattle
all of this?
Police gave
too.
Yesterday. So
all
right. It's just nice to see that you can still get arrested for drug dealing in Seattle.
There you go. There have been a lot of changes with the law.
Thanks very much, you guys. Out to the phones we go. Ben in Tacoma, how are you? Good morning. Are you still there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it.
Good morning. Anyway, yeah, the last call was pretty good, but the one before, wow. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, for our listeners who were just joining us, what Ben is referring to, I talked about the case of this small bakery in the town of Gresham, Oregon. The owner of the bakery, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, declined to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony. And so they sued her. And the Oregon Bureau of Labor ruled that she violated the civil rights of that same-sex couple. She's sticking to her guns. She'll be fined, or she'll bake the cake, or this will go on into the judiciary, where I think the Supreme Court's eventually going to hear this. We had a young man named Pablo who said that he grew up in a small town, Othello, that's wheat country in eastern Washington, and he's experienced discrimination, and there's not always other options available. And he raised a very interesting issue. He said, you really think that, what about issues like divorce? Do you refuse to bake a cake or produce flowers to celebrate something like that? And I said, you know what? If they did, then that just proves they're being consistent with their religious beliefs and that this isn't about anti-gay discrimination. This is about expressing your religious convictions. And then the caller after that, Quentin, very eloquently, in my view, came down squarely on the side of religious expression as a First Amendment right. And that's what you're referring to. Go, Ben.
I'm just coming down as Ben because, you know, I that guy from Duck Dynasty, I'm sorry.
Phil Robertson.
I have to agree with him. Mm-hmm. You know, if you give, I'm sorry there, first caller, but I don't see the beauty of man love. Okay, I just don't. Okay, and I never will. There's nothing you can do to make me think it's great. I don't hate you as a person. You know, in God's eyes, I love you as a brother, but what you're doing, I can't stomach it. I'll never be able to stomach it. And it goes for anybody who lives that lifestyle. It's not that I hate them. It's just that I find it a little gross.
No, okay? You know what? You are expressing the difference between tolerance and acceptance. You tolerate
yes.
Pablo's right to live his life as he sees fit, but you disapprove.
But I want him to tolerate my right to not think it's beautiful.
Yeah, but what the other side of this debate, the gay rights activists want, is they don't want Ben in Tacoma to merely tolerate what they want to compel him to accept what they do. And
no,
that's where they're going,
me.
I think, too far.
They want to force me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Compel, force.
They're doing everything but physically shoving it down my throat, okay? I'm sick of it. And all I want is us to get along, you know, like we used to. You know, or I mean, there are social boundaries in everything. Let's learn them, you know?
All right. No, I see where you're coming from. And again, polls have shown that in Washington State, a majority of people believe in the right of two people of the same gender to get married. But they have also, by an even bigger majority, a much bigger majority, indicate that they believe that you shouldn't be compelled as a business to bake a cake or furnish photography or furnish a floral display for something that you see as immoral, something that you see as inappropriate. And I think that that is consistent, that is libertarian, if you will. that you recognize someone's right to get married, even if it bothers other people. And you feel someone has the right to not make money doing something they consider immoral, even though that may hack someone else off. It's not like there aren't other places to go. See, to me, that is tolerance. And the opponents are trying to use the power of the state to go beyond tolerance and compel, force, coerce acceptance. And there's a big difference there. You're listening to the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Matt, we usually don't have such an animated discussion this early in the morning. But I wanted to raise this issue because I think it's becoming a national issue, and we've seen several examples of the controversy here in the Northwest. David, West Seattle, how are you?
Good. I'm calling from you, the only conservative in West Seattle, so I'm proud to represent.
West Seattle, where I grew up, a town I very much love. By the way, you're not alone there, but most of my friends are undercover.
Yes, but I'm out about it. But, I think what unifies these cases that you're talking about and Hobby Lobby is that the left is trying to provoke cases where they're allowed, with the help of the court, to whittle away religious liberties to something that a person can only practice in the privacy of their own home, and not in the public square, not in their business to express their religious beliefs, faith beliefs, through their business practice. And it's a concerted effort because they see religious people who organize their businesses along a religious line as some sort of threat.
That's a different but parallel expression of religious convictions case you're talking about with Hobby Lobby. They're the arts and crafts store, 600 stores strong, and they have objected to being required to sell provide insurance policies for their employees that include abortifacients, that is after-the-fact birth control. They don't have problem with contraceptives that would prevent an egg from being fertilized. They do object to anything that is after the fact. And the government, federal government in this case, is trying to compel them to do so. So you have, on a whole range of scales, you have religious freedom and religious expression under fire as you never have before. But the good news is that people of religious conviction are swinging back. I find that refreshing. I find that inspiring. That is what freedom is all about, fighting for your rights.
And I think what, just like some localities are now learning to use the ecological lawsuit technique as a strategy to hold up bike trails and so on, I think that religiously organized businesses will learn to use the apparatus of the left when their rights are denied or impinged or something like that, because it seems to work with the courts, or at least slow up the process.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. You're listening to the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.